Hello and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee of Internology and Actis Interactive Software. Today our guest is Paul Sheriff of PDSA. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Tim.
Thank you so much for doing this. You know, the best thing I admire about your 25, 30-year career in this industry is you truly have helped developers through the years, whether it be back in the Fox days or today in the .NET days. Whether it's training videos or trainings, or your company makes a number of developer help tools.
Correct.
You would think, and you're the perfect person to ask this, you would think, after all these years, that it would be getting easier. And it is on many levels. But it is not on many levels, right?
Absolutely. You know what the number one problem is? I think that Microsoft is moving so fast. And you think about the average developer in corporate America. They don't have 10 hours a week to spend learning new technology, which is really what it takes. You and I know that.
If not more.
And so I think that we're moving so fast, and it's very difficult for them to keep up. And a lot of the conferences, I think, are moving, you know, to more of the advanced topics. And they're kind of forgetting about that average developer, the developer that still needs help to come up on the fundamentals. So, yeah, absolutely. They have to know so many things these days to really be productive, and it is getting difficult.
Which is why your Zero to Silverlight in 75 minutes talk is so wildly popular.
Huge.
It's a beginner session.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of the conferences, you know, like I run a fundamentals track at one of the conferences, and it's been very successful because there's so many people out there that really say, hey, that's me. I need to really learn some more of the fundamentals before I can move on and do some of those new things like, you know, the cloud and some of the other, you know, service-oriented type of things.
Yeah, I think we as an industry, since .NET is a decade old now, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Decade old. And it's really like an eight-headed hydra from ASP.NET to Silverlight.
Absolutely.
To WPF and everything in between. I think we tend to assume that everybody's up on every component of this mature stack.
Right.
And we've kind of forgotten the enterprise developer and the beginning developers, which is this beautiful niche that you're filling right now.
Correct. And it is a niche that I think is actually quite large, and I think a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah, it's not so much a niche, is it?
It really is.
Right? Because it's like a genre.
It is, because I think a lot of people have just kind of forgotten about that. And so I'm hoping, you know, hopefully bringing that back a little bit. My blog is all about, you know, helping people get up to speed on some of this new stuff, yeah.
So I meant, speaking of new stuff, perfect segue, the HTML5 thing. I mean, you're helping out the Silverlight developers.
Right.
Do you have plans to help out the HTML5 developers? And then if you did, when would that be? When would you choose to target that?
Now, that's the million-dollar question,
isn't
it?
Yes, it is. I'm thinking I'm pretty smart for asking.
Well, because here we are in 2011, and the HTML5 spec is not even been standardized, and every company's
not even close,
and every company's kind of going their own way, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, we're basically I think the whole industry is being moved back about 10-15 years right now.
Yeah, it's 1998 all over again.
Absolutely, and it's sad. I mean, I hope HTML5 can prove to be some, you know, good things, but we're going to need tooling, we're going to need all sorts of support around that,
and some type of parity between versions.
Absolutely.
I'm told by you that like the Apple version of HTML5 is not even HTML5. And then Microsoft actually has a somewhat beautiful implementation of HTML5.
Absolutely.
But it's not the popular one because everyone's using the other browser's version of HTML5.
Right. And there's not going to be any parity for quite a while. And that's going to make a big hindrance, I think, to people adopting it.
I can't see that helping developers, which is clearly a big component of your career.
It's going to be tough. I mean, it's one more piece of the puzzle that people need to come up to speed on. But they're going to need to understand those differences again, right?
So when we do this a year from now, remind me to talk about this, and then they can edit in what you said now and what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, before I let you go, the last thing I'd love for you to talk about is the cloud hysteria thing. Again, we've been around a long time. We go back to beautiful binary protocols.
Oh, yeah.
But we've been doing services in internet protocols for, what is that, 15 years now? Is that any different than what we're doing in the cloud?
You know, I think so many people have a lot of issues around that because they don't understand what the cloud is. And I always tell people, I say, look, 15 years ago, we started preaching going to classes and end-tier development. The people that have moved on to that now understand why we did that. Because what is the cloud? Web services.
It's a service.
It's a service.
Right.
Right? So are you, you know, developing in classes now? If you are, great. Now run that as a service. Are you doing SQL Server now? Great. No problem. You can add that as a service in the cloud. Right? So Azure and all those other cloud services out there are nothing more than taking what you would normally host inside a company and moving them outside. Okay? You eliminate a lot of the management headaches you have, the scalability problems, the redundancy, the backups. All of that can be taken care of for you. And that's really why people are moving to that. As far as developers, there's a few new things we have to learn. Other than that, it's just writing good end-tier applications like we've been preaching for 15 years.
I just love, Paul, how you take things that seem so complex and give the developers the confidence that, hey, this is nothing more than you're not doing every day. Thanks so much for doing this. I really appreciate
it, Paul. No problem. Thanks for having me on, Tim.
Absolutely. And thank you guys for watching.